This is an MUT Radio podcast.
As we promised, we'll see. As soon as we hit that 25 minutes hour mark, we are going to be having a special guest. And we have someone on the line who's seriously done it. How you doing, sir?
How are you?
Nah, I'm not too, man. Hosh is
welcome, man.
It's nice, man. It's sounding nice.
Awe, danko. Thank you, man.
Awe. I want to start off with just like the energy of Wash, right? What inspired you to create a track that blends the old school Kwaito and Bantula sound with such a modern twist?
Well, firstly, I am born in the 90s, so the music, Kwaito music, has been part of my childhood. So it makes sense for me to firstly like it. And then the second part of it was in a South African music market that's so oversaturated with Amapiano. As a rapper, you think about, must I go the route that everyone's going as is Amapiano the next thing for me?
Yeah.
Or can I do what I'm doing? Can I continue rapping, or can I make it more, how do I say, me? I make it more local? How do I make it local without doing what everyone else is doing?
For sure.
So I just think like the Kwaito Bantula style of the 90s and early 2000s was something that was like, I still listen to this type of music, but nobody's making this type of music, really. Not enough people, at least. So let me try. And me and my friend was like, yeah, let's do it for some shows. It worked out in terms of the sound, so we decided, let's write new songs for it.
Mm, I like that. So were you inspired by the likes of Omar Papuzi?
I would say like Trompi, Chakarumba, those types of old style. Let's say even maybe Zola, TKZ. Yeah. Especially if you listen to Alagash Shibobo, right?
Sure.
And you hear that Benny McCarthy vibes. It's kind of like that in terms of the bounciness of Hosh.
Yeah.
The way the drums are made, it gives me that vibe. So yeah.
No, I like that. It's also just reminding me of those songs.
That's my favorite.
That's where it takes me too. You know, it's a very nostalgic song.
Very.
Yeah.
Away.
I like that. I wanna also just talk about Whoosh, you know. Why did you choose to use that specific title for the song?
So firstly, traditional in colored communities. So if I say Wash in Westbury, I must stand by my Wash. You know, it might not take well to some groups of people. But it's also just it's yet another South African slang word, right? So that's a cool thing. I think South Africans have the coolest slang. Just to be sure to say what I think. I think we have lack of slang. It's not okay.
Sure.
So I was like, okay, let me say something that is South African slang. So I said, "Osh, my Owens," and when I started writing the verse, I wrote the line that said, "Hot not change to a hot shot," and then I was like, okay. Hot knot, that I use Hosh in the hook, so maybe the H is for hot knot. What can I make the O and the other H? So I wrote hot knot on some heat, and that was cool for me because it's an acronym that can mean so many things. But I think what it's come to mean for me is colored excellence, myself just being literally doing what I'm doing now in the way that I'm doing it now is very significant for myself, at least. But I can take to, like if you look at other people that have succeeded or excelled in life from our communities. People like Tyler, Aiden McCarthy as a soccer player, Dino Van Rooyen also as a soccer player, both Kaizer Chiefs and Pirates guys. Just colored guys that are doing well, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you guys are on some heat. And before they used to call Hot Knots, they used to call us Hot Knots. I would say as a derogatory term, now we can change it to Hot Shot. And it really means what it is. Instead of something associated with being lazy and useless, it's something associated with excellence.
I like that.
Yeah.
So Daniel, you worked with Soulful Clay on production. What was the creative process like between the two of you? How did you bring that nostalgic Kwaito feel like to the studio?
It was pretty easy on my side. All I did was I wrote the lyrics to a different beat. So I got a beat from YouTube, right?
Yeah.
And this is what I would usually do. I'd finish the song, but that song or that beat is maybe copywritten or you can't use it or you got to pay exorbitant amount of fees. I don't know how to even say it. Is my English correct?
It's expensive. Nice.
You know? Oh, you can't get it exclusive. So I'm like, let me take it to my bra. So my bra is O'Clayton. And Clayton's like, yeah, I'm going to remake this for you. So I've already recorded a demo at this point, and I send it to him. I tell him exactly what I want, some Kwaito vibes, Pansula, make it a little bit modern. And he's like, bet. And about a week later, guy has something for me. Gives me a call, plays it. I'm like, yo, this thing is fire. And I'm like, okay. And I actually went home. That was like July. I was promoting a different song, No Bad Vibes.
Yeah.
And I went home for a very short time, went to Brahm, and I did a performance of the song of Horsh because I was like, let me test it out on a crowd. Crowd goes wild. I'm like, okay, sure. Get back home. I'm like, sure, let's make this the next song. Actually, I didn't even say that. It was the next song already because my wife was like, nah, this song is the right one. So, yeah, that was it, man. We made the track and just started shooting content. Now we're doing the same thing, been everywhere, up and down Joburg in the colored communities, West Breen, Nuclear, Aldo's, Ennerdale. We've been all there. And the reception has been really dope. I think it's... Making the song has not finished. We're still making the song, if I can say it like that. There's still more to add on to the artwork.
I like that.
Hush follows your previous single, No Bad Vibes, right? Which had like a more emotional tone, right? How does this new song represent your growth and shift as an artist?
Well, I would actually put it in the same category where as an artist right now, I'm focusing on making sounds from Africa, from home. Yeah. So South African sounds, Mzanzi sounds, or just the general genre within Africa. So we've got Afrobeats doing very well, and I like Afrobeat vocalists.
Yeah.
They're amazing. So I take from that, I take from our artists in South Africa, and I want to say right now, my focus is definitely making sounds that tell you where I'm from as a nationality, right? And tell you what I like, things that I do. Just telling my story, that's my main focus. And I guess to some extent, making songs about my story has been a golden thread. Because if you listen to my lyrics and you had to like interview me on every single song, I would be able to say, nah, this is the reason why I wrote this is because it actually happened. Or it's based on a true story type of vibe, you know? Specifically with Horsh, I'm speaking about things that I grew up experiencing as a child. So in the first verse, I talk about getting apple munchies. I say I'm from the era of apple munchies and Kool-Aid and getting ice cream after church on a Sunday. So in our communities, we have house shops and the aunties sell stock sweets and churia, chupas, and apple munchies. So I put apple munchies in the song. Kool-Aid, we have Drinko Pop. So like, those are also some of the visuals that I think you can expect to see in on TikTok at least coming up, where I show the snacks that we have at tuck shops in the Kasi in Joburg. So that's basically what I can say. I wouldn't say the
you're still there.
The
We taking a short lift and laying a little bit of a foundation in terms of the character that you're dealing with. I'm the movie character, and I want to tell you a little bit about my background at this moment.
No, I really like that. We sort of lost you for a little bit there, but I did get your answer. What I'm getting also from you is the fact that you remind me more of AKA. I don't know if
with
the use of South African products, like things that we consume on a daily basis. Because when you speak about Apple Munch, it was also a part of my childhood, you know, growing up. There was a point where we would just buy, you know,
Apple Munch is a part of everybody's childhood.
Exactly. So it's like anyone who listens to your music, they can relate to what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the aim. Definitely the aim. Trying to not just take you back, but also tell you, hey, this is not, it's not over. There's still apple munchies. You can still get it. And let's remember that. Remember that there's good times now, and there's lack of things now. It's all about lack of there.
For sure. No, I love that. Just to wrap it up, man, any future projects coming up? What can we expect from
definitely.
Seriously, Daniel?
So, as you said, No Bad Vibes was more emotional. Yes, it was more like a romantic thing. The Hosh is basically for the Owens, the people in the Kasi, the people that that like this type of music quite though. And I got more of this as well. I don't want to give too much away, but I will say that there's a choice of something for my gang, or, you know, maybe I'll hop in an Uber and sing you a song.
Just give us all the flavors, man. We want to hear more of Seriously Daniel.
Away, don't stress, I've got you.
For sure. And when you release, man, just make sure that you hit us up as well so that we can push it this side.
100%, my dog.
For sure. Thank you very much for your time, man. That was a lovely conversation, man.
Awesome. Guys, you can reach me on social media, Seriously Daniel, IG and TikTok. And also, please remember to stream my song, Hosh, on Spotify and Apple Music and all the other streaming platforms. Away, shopping away.
Away. They're also going to catch it here because we're playing it right now.
100%.
Shout out to MUT Radio. This is an MUT Radio podcast.